Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, just going to school, and that's okay, yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of Optimize My Life. On Thursdays, we talk about family. We talk about the struggles, we talk about the issues, we talk about the good and the bad and the ugly. On Thursdays, it's all about you and your family. We are sponsored every day by the Hope Collection, a non-for-profit organization that has areas to help you in all aspects of life, food, water, energy, health, wellness, which includes mental health issues, family and faith, with resources and help to point you in the direction you need to go in every area. Normally, this show is ran by Bob Oakley. And today, my name is Mary, and I'm your special host. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is family. And in the family, talking about the bullying and disrespect and kindness and how all of this all starts at home. A lot of parents get a phone call from the school and your kid is in trouble for bullying. And you're like, oh no, not my kid. You know, trying to figure out where it came from, where he learned it. A good percentage of the time, how your children interact in the world is taught, and it's not always physically taught. It could be just watching, interacting. At home. How you and your spouse or your ex, if you're co-parenting, how you all interact with each other shows your children how to interact with others out in the world. How you talk to your kids, how you interact with your kids teaches them how to interact. They are little sponges and will pick up everything. You know, recently in our house, you know, we talked a lot about this in the morning show. We're struggling with bullying in our house. My daughter is getting made fun of because she's different and she doesn't quite fit into the world. And getting picked on because of this. It devastates kids. You know, we used to have the saying back in the day, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words don't hurt. And what we're finding out is the fact that words actually hurt more than words do. Words actually stick with you longer than a punch in the nose, especially when you hear it over and over and over again. You know, raising two special children, we used to say the word no a lot. And it became a pattern. but behavior didn't change. Because they figured out really quick they could get mommy and daddy's attention by doing something they ain't supposed to be doing. So we learned to reword our deals, and I'm not saying let them get away with what they're doing, but focus more on the positive than on the negative. You know, celebrate all the good things they're doing, celebrate all, and picking your battles. Ignoring behavior that doesn't need your immediate attention. Not acknowledging when they are doing things they aren't supposed to be doing. And praising the good behavior and emphasizing that good behavior will reprogram how they think to get to do more positive things and less negative things, doing what they're supposed to be doing as opposed to doing what they're not supposed to be doing. Well, when you start learning all these things and you start paying attention to what's going on in your household is when you start really figuring out your kids. And, you know, I'm raising two special gifted children. And when I tell people that I have two autistic kids, the first words out of their mouth every day is, I'm sorry. And two, you know, that must be hard. That must be stressful. That, you know, you must be exhausted. No, not really. No different than raising any other kid. And the key to that is accepting children as who they are. Now, so many of us use our kids as a second childhood. Now, we didn't get to do this as a kid. Well, we're going to make our kids do it. No. Guided thought process is we want to give them every opportunity we didn't have. So we overload them with everything and overschedule them and push them. And we're forgetting in this day and age that children are children. You know, in this generation, we are forgetting that kids are kids. You know, we start them early learning reading, writing, math. And in the meantime, we're giving them electronic devices to keep them entertained and out of our hair. We're pumping them so full of stuff that they don't need at that age to make them the best that we think they should be. And in the meantime, we're forgetting to read to them. We're forgetting that they're kids. They need to play. They need to organize. You know, I just read an article about a mom who told her kid's teacher, because she's in third grade and she's getting 2 to 4 hours of schoolwork, homework every night. For the rest of the school year, my daughter's not doing any more homework because she needs to be a kid. She needs to go out and play. She needs to go out and do things and not spend every waking moment doing homework. No, I remember growing up, you drive down any neighborhood, you drive down any block, you saw kids out playing. You saw kids running around, kids having fun. Now, as you look out your window and you see this, you don't see this anymore. Kids are not out playing. They're not out riding bikes. They're not having fun. They're not doing things in the backyard. They're not at parks. And I truly believe our obesity factor with kids and our ADHD problems and a lot of our other attention issues is due to the fact that, one, our kids do not get enough exercise. because they're taking away gym in schools. They're taking away recess in schools. So they are sitting at a desk for hours and hours and hours. They come home and sit at the table or at a desk for hours and hours doing homework. So because they spend so much time inactive, I truly believe this is also why we have such a health crisis with kids. They're not being physically active and learning to play, learning to do things. They're also not getting the vitamins they need, vitamin D. Perfect place to get the vitamin C is being outside. It's a natural source. Another struggle facing children is imagination, problem solving. They want you to explain everything to them. They have no logic of how to solve problems on their own. Children learn problem solving from a young age. Imagination is the key to problem solving. Imagination play is crucial in child development. How are you?
Mary, can you hear me?
I can hear ya.
How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. I've been running around like crazy, finally getting stuff under control. But, yeah, I'm doing good now.
That's good. Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
That's my day every day.
Man, I feel like I'm getting my life together, though. I got my new license. My passport just came in the mail. Starting to get things figured out, but it's been a long road.
Step by step is the key. You know, I always love using the quote. I'm part of the Do the Damn Thing Nation, and we had a guest on a couple months ago, Matt Gill, who's part of the Do the Damn Thing Nation, and their motto is Fear Hates Movement. And taking that first step into adjusting to changing what you don't want to do about your life is the scariest, because fear is what stops us from everything. And taking that first
step. Hey, Mary.
Step, hi, Derek.
Is Jordan on?
Derek, this is me.
Hey, I got Jordan on.
What's up, Derek?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. All right. Yeah, I'm just going in the house. I can take a break and just listen.
Okay.
Oh, no, I sat down the other day. Minnesota has been strange weather. I mean, it's been weird here. Two weeks ago, we had a blizzard.
We have a blizzard going on right now at my house.
Well, right now, yesterday in Minnesota, it was 90 degrees.
No, it wasn't.
Seriously. My house was 95 degrees because I don't have the AC on yet. It's been weird. And so we took the training wheels off my daughter's bike for the first time. And she's scared to ride it. She's just scared that she's going to hit her head. She's going to fall. She's going to get hurt. And we sat down and I sat and talked to her. I go, what's wrong? Are you scared? And she goes, yeah. And I go, remember, you know, you are a lion. You may not think that at the time, but the scariest moment you're going to have is that first step into riding that bike. You're fearing, you're not fearing the fall. You're fearing the pain you're going to feel when you fall. And once you take, go ahead.
Yeah, that fear is real, though. I mean, my son yesterday was riding one of those little lithium scooter deals. And I don't know what it was. It seemed like an EMP kind of thing where it bucked him off and he hit his head. He had to go to the hospital and get a CT scan. Luckily, he lived, but I thought he was a goner. So make sure your kids wear helmets, but to teach kids how to ride bikes. I use those bikes that don't have the pedals or the pedaling part, and they just kick on the ground and wear a helmet. And man, my kids, like 3 years old, one was riding a bike with no training wheels. Crazy.
And it is, and you know, it's easy. Boys don't have as much fear as girls do in that sense. They like to act first, ask questions later. And my daughter, she has that anxiety issue, so she worries about everything, and her mind goes through possible thing that can go wrong in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
And, you know, the minute I asked her about this, and it wasn't planned, I'm like, all right, we're going to go ride bike. We're going to take your training wheels off. And she's looking at me. She goes, Mom, this can happen. This can happen. And I'm like, no, honey. Yes, those can all happen. But we don't worry about everything that could happen. We're going to ride in a circle in the driveway away from the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started this mantra, I'm brave, I'm strong, I'm smart. I can keep doing this to get her just to take that step, just to sit, go near her bike. And I'm just like, oh, my Lord.
Yep, I totally get that. I know what you're saying.
There's an old prayer called the Serenity Prayer, where we only worry about things that we have control over. The rest of them, we have no control over them, so don't worry about them.
That's it. And I have a little girl that likes to turn around and, you know, worry about everybody else. And makes life, you know, and everyone always told me boys were easier than girls. And I always thought, you know, that boys are harder because they get into everything. They do everything. You know, I recorded a video and I sent it out to like Country Boy and stuff. You know, my son's got a kiddie pool on our deck right now because I haven't hooked up our new pool or our big pool. And he goes and drags out my steel steps for plants, the little riser thing, and drags it across our patio to use that as a jumping board into the little kiddie pool.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes and finds the ladder, the little step ladder. And I'm like, no. To jump off of that into the kiddie pool. Like, y'all nuts. Girls are easier, but then the more, you know, like, girls are harder because they fear everything. They question everything. They analyze everything. They just don't do something to do it. It's got to be like this production to do it. I'm like, oh, my God. Please help me.
I totally agree.
But that's also the fun part.
Oh, yeah.
Is being able to experience both sides of that.
Yeah, if you don't act though, and you don't do anything, then you're just stuck, and then your fear will build and build and build indefinitely.
And that's the one thing, you know, I teach a lot of families because I work with a lot of autistic kids is immersion therapy. And a lot of people didn't realize that was actually a thing. And I go, I was doing it before I knew it was a thing, but it's what it's called. And you know, and we do this with kids every day, you know.
Hey,
teaching them how to walk.
Let me merge you in.
Go ahead.
Check-in's not going to be until 4 because there's too much snow piled up. And they're waiting for it to melt.
Hey, Mary, my wife just called in.
Hi, how are you?
Her name's Kathy.
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm so glad I don't know where you live today.
We're doing good. It's snowing here now, so it's not as fun.
Now, where exactly do you live so I know if it's coming this way or not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we live in Paradise, Utah.
Northern Utah.
Oh, man. I'm in Minnesota, so there's a good chance it ends up our way.
It's a beautiful spring day, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, 2 weeks ago in Minnesota, I had the blizzard. Yesterday it was 90 degrees, so, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
You know,
you must have sent that down to New Jersey because it's 85 today in New Jersey.
Oh.
That was unexpected also.
Yeah, it's unheard of that warm, you know, other than the South, you know, country boy whines about it being warm, you know, in December. And I'm like, or no, he whines it being cold and it's like 50 degrees. Like, oh, y'all nuts.
You know, every day is different as far as our lives are concerned. And we have certain things that we do routinely every day, habitual things. And yet... and we can plan as much as we want our days, but we really don't know what's going to come every day. And there are things that are unexpected that come that we have to deal with, but they're just things that we may not even have expected at all to happen in our day. And the last few days have been that way for me. I've had a very bad cold for the last 3 or 4 days, and I haven't been able to perform to do some things that I was planning to do those days. But that's part of life, you know. Things sometimes get in the way, and it could be physical things in our health, or it could be other things that change in our life that we don't expect, and we just have to be flexible enough to deal with it. And the only thing I could do to deal with, I had to rest. I had to take it easy. I had to drink plenty of fluids and do whatever my doctor says to do. And I got over it. I'm much better now. So I think that that is very, very important in a family to realize, especially when you have a large family like I do. You have to,
Bob, no.
You have to be ready and flexible enough in your life to deal with unexpected situations that happen in life. And we all have them. We all have them every day, unexpected things. So,
you know, Bob, you getting sick was a sign that you should slow down a little bit.
I'm sorry, what, Mary?
See, that's getting that cold was your sign that you need to stop and slow down for a little bit. And not be racing it everywhere, throwing hammers and, you know. Supposed to take a break. You're supposed to just relax for a little bit and reset.
Take a deep breath, Bob.
I've always been a very busy person all my life. And it's habits that I have developed over my life to stay active. And I don't enjoy just sitting down and resting. But I do it sometimes because I have to. But I like to stay active and be involved in things every day and to be involved in people's lives and to help wherever I can. But I agree with you, Mary. We need to stop and just take a break once in a while. And I've been doing some of that. In fact, for the last 3 or 4 days, I've done a lot of that. I couldn't do what I wanted to do or what I had planned to do.
You know, I just read an article. It's the world's oldest practicing doctor. He is 100 years old, and he is a neurologist. And he says what contributes to him working is the fact, still being a doctor and his mind being right, is the fact he is active. Not as active as he used to be, but he's still active. You know, not retiring and just being who you are.
Yep.
I have kids in the background, so sorry if you hear them, but I think Jordan and I have learned the most important thing this week is to take care of your own body and be grateful for things. And we have a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 2-month-old, so we totally understand every day not being the same and having to deal with craziness or something changing, but we're all grateful for all the challenges that we have.
That's so true. I see that the president of the board of the Hope Collection has joined us, Mr. Ron Clayton. Ronnie, how you doing today?
Very good. Good afternoon. I understand you've been under the weather for a few days. I just learned about it.
Well, my my doctor says I'm an ox, that I can withstand almost anything. Well, I tell you what, this cold I had got me down, and but I'm better now because I saw my doctor today. And she says, you're doing good, Bob. She says, in a couple of days, it'll all be gone, and you'll feel fine. Well, I feel pretty good today, so that's why I'm able to do the radio show.
We say a prayer that you get healthy, and Lord, good Lord just takes this disease away from you. And we call
you. Hey, Ronnie.
Great, Ronnie.
I'm
I
here.
Know you said... You sent me a couple of texts, and I haven't responded to them, but
not
I will
problem.
Definitely.
You're not feeling well. You're not feeling well. I wouldn't bother calling and writing me a text either. It's okay. Bob, simply is spoken.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier, Ronnie, before you came on, about things that we can handle that we have control of, and then there are things that we don't have any control of, and we shouldn't worry about them. But anyway, I had no control over that health issue that I was dealing with, very bad cold, and I could hardly talk. My throat was so sore, I couldn't hardly talk. So that was another reason why I just... laid low and didn't get involved in anything, except when I had to. And
let me know. So, you just let flow take care of you.
Yeah.
You let your new bride take care of you, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. She takes care of me all the time.
There you go. Well, that's what's
what.
Important.
Ron, I told Bob that was a sign he needed to take a break for a little bit and just relax.
Yeah. Hit it right on the head, and that is true. You know, so many times we get going and going and going and going, and we don't stop to think. Well, maybe we really do need to be in a position called horizontal. In other words, get on the couch, get your favorite blanket over you, get your favorite pillow, and just rest. And, you know, sometimes this is what you need to do.
And you may not have the time to do that in terms of things that are important, but if you don't take care of yourself, be around to take care of it. So, therefore, I'm going to say to you, I'm glad we didn't talk. I'm glad we didn't connect, but I'm glad you're making progress to get better. So, that is all.
You know, sometimes we get involved in so many things. And we're going this way and that way and this way and that way, and we pretty soon we don't. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, and we get all you know. It really messes us up, and I think that's an area where we just got to be careful. We have to be careful, and it's something we do. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Well, you know who does it a lot is Mary Stanley.
Yep.
She has so much on her platter, and she never says no. So sometimes I have to say no for her.
I missed that. Who are we talking about?
You.
Oh.
I said sometimes you have to say no, and you don't.
I do.
Sometimes you're over. Yeah, not very often. You just keep adding and adding and adding, and you are amazing. You're amazing with the things that you accomplish. And we're so excited. We're so proud. But we do have a fear. Collectively, the other board members are worried that you're going to be burned out. So
we want to make sure that you get a break. Now, I'm praying. I hope that you have a break coming up here at the end of May. And you're going to come someplace you've never been before.
Yeah. I get a break. I get a family vacation for the first time in 9 years since I left the military. I'm going to Buffalo. And then I'm going to Georgia in August.
I'm going to go see me, Mary.
What, Derek?
You going to come see me?
Eventually. But they're not full vacations. They're working vacations just because we're planning some stuff. But I get to be the person, the face, the smile, and say, here, do this, do this, this. No, the reason I'm able to do what I do because I operate under military protocol. I do an SOP, just standard operating procedure. I make a list of what needs to be done, how that needs to be done, and how to do it.
Well, don't get in your way.
That's right. And if it ain't fun, I don't do it. It's that simple.
Okay. Well, by the way, speaking of the princess and Luke Skywalker, what are they doing?
David just got his pizza, went and took one of the blankets, threw it over the trampoline, and built a tent for outside. He has a tent,
oh,
but he took
cool.
built his own tent off on the deck to go eat outside in the sun with the cover on. And then he went and dragged my those steel things for plants, to like little riser steps, drug it over to the kiddie pool because
yeah.
I haven't set up our big pool yet, and took the hose, laid it so it's a water fountain in our pool, in the little kiddie pool, and jumping into that.
And what about Miss Princess?
She is working on math.
On what?
Math. Learning how to add. She's doing her schoolwork.
Oh, okay. She's doing her homework. She can't wait till she's here.
Oh, she's excited.
When they get here, we're going to take them on the merry-go-round. That's going to be fun.
Well, the cool part is that merry-go-round is actually a sister to the merry-go-round here in Minnesota. It's an antique, one-of-a-kind original. There's only 3 of them left in the world.
Two are in New York,
one in Minnesota.
You might have time, Mary, to go up to North Tonawanda to go to the Herschel Museum, where they have an original. They have an operating Herschel carousel at the North Tonawanda Herschel Museum.
Cool. Maybe. I don't know. You got to take in a bunch of little boys somewhere. They're going to be more fun with a giant body of water than they will with a pretend horse.
Well, this is all going to be neat. There is a big field there at the merry-go-round at the waterfront. There's a big field for them to run around in. And they're, oh, by the way, right there. I mean, right there is the Fisher-Price Children's Museum. That's all interactive stuff for kids to play.
Since we told David he's going to Buffalo to see Niagara Falls, he's been researching. He can tell you how many gallons of water goes over the Niagara Falls in a minute.
Aha.
Wow.
300.
Yeah, I stopped listening. I just agree.
Oh, that's cool. That's really neat. So we can, at Niagara Falls, you can go, there's a little bridge, and you go over the little bridge, and you go on to what's called Goat Island. And there's a story behind that, and a farmer had goats, that's why they named it that. And when you go on Goat Island, you drive, and then you go in park, and you can walk, and you can go to the railing and be within 5 feet of the falls, the water going over the falls. And then there's a big drop-off walkway, a slope that goes down to what they call Terrapin Point. And at Terrapin Point, you're right next to the Horseshoe Falls.
Yeah,
see,
no,
the Horseshoe Falls and American Falls are right next to each other. So that's a neat point. And
that's one of those really great family places, because other than the going and using the restaurant or things, there's no charge for it. Parking, it's all you got to take care of there. So, well, it's pretty neat. And there's a walkway and all that. And there's just a lot of neat stuff.
Well, you can take David, because this don't go over bridges. This has got a height sphere.
Ironically. Getting onto Grand Island, where you go to the branch where the campsite is, might be. I had a phobia when I was a kid. I used to scream going across the bridge. I had a real problem with it. No.
Oh, I'm good in the car. I just can't walk across them. I have a fear of heights.
Oh no, this is you don't walk. Both of these are drive across. So,
okay. So we're good.
Good there. Yeah.
I could jump
anyways,
off a helicopter, but I can't walk over a bridge.
Well, this will be good. Anyways, it's going to be a great family event, and turns out the director of our food bank at our church is the wife of the guy who runs the Naval Park, Paul Mazzello. I just found that out this morning. And I'm going to meet with Pastor, because we're going to do – our church is looking to expand our food bank, which we have – we food for 300-400 people a week. This is a big food bank. This isn't someone's closet. This is a big building. And they have refrigerators. And I'm going to propose a Chuck Fulmer project. They want to build a health clinic. Well, guess what? That's what Chuck Fulmer does. So they said to me, next week we're meeting to plan the Captain Len Kane is going to talk about on his speech. We're going to get him on the phone and talk. Well, he also is giving a speech on Sunday morning at our church. So we got to meet and plan that, too. Got a lot of stuff going on. It's really neat. And so it's just going to be a lot of fun, a lot of family stuff. Obviously, this time of year, the weather's getting better. We have a breeze out today, so that's kind of cooling it off. But it was really sunny. There's no snow in Buffalo or ice. It's all cut away. Oh, boy. Bob, I know you had talked about, is there a possibility you're going to be able to work out coming to Buffalo for the event?
Yes, I still haven't firmed it up yet, but I'm very seriously planning to be there.
Well, we'd love to have you, that's for sure. I do have a couple, well, we have a half dozen seats for Saturday night. Len and Ann Kane are staying at the Russell Steakhouse in the American Heroes Park, where Russ Salvatore built a memorial to 9/11. We have a section of the World Trade Center stuck in the ground right at the memorial. You go online and look at it. His picture, he has a depiction of the Battle of the Bulge with tank all broken down, full size, life size. And then we have a memorial to the airplane that crashed in Buffalo. Flight 3411, and we've got a Purple Heart memorial. It's a whole park right in front of his restaurant, and so right now it's being sabotaged. We had a deranged young man who's in a psych ward at a hospital now. He's been arrested, and under President Trump's, if you defame monuments, you have an automatic 25-year jail cycle. But he's in the hospital, and when he comes out of there, he's going to go to jail for the damage he did. So they're rebuilding it and re-cleaning it up. And on Flag Day, they're going to recommit it and open it up to the public. It's open, but it's just right now not everything is all nice and fresh and clean, because he vandalized it, paint and all kinds of damage. So this guy, this beautiful memorial that's there for the public, and they're rebuilding it right now. And that's where Rick and Brenda Reese are staying, and Captain Len Kane,
or shall we rephrase it, Rear Admiral Len Cain is staying and his wife Anne. And one night on Saturday night, we have the dinner for anybody who wants to come. On Sunday, he's going to speak at my church, Resurrection Life Church. And then Monday, of course, he speaks at the Naval Park. But we have some times, like Sunday night, we're talking about having a reception at our house. So everybody that's in town, we're inviting to come to our house. I don't know where we're going to put you, but we're inviting everybody to our house. So it's a standing order, invitation.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you for that. So maybe we can put some cots up on the roof.
I put some tents in the backyard.
Yeah,
I have a stock fence going around my backyard. The only thing that'll bother you, we do get some deer that come into our backyard. They ate all our plants last year. And they got to come through a stockade fence to get there. This is so crazy. And all of a sudden, we live in an area that's got a herd of deer, about 30 deer, and about 50.
Wow.
And it all got quiet. Yeah. There we go. Sorry. You know, there's so many things going on this summer, and that's one of the things that, you know, when we get the new website up and running in the next month, we'll have a rough draft together by the end of this month, is we're going to link in a page for local areas of what's happening, what's going on, so people know what's going on in their areas, so that you can get out and have fun and be out in the community. Because, you know, since lockdown with COVID, we've let fear take over and have not been out socializing. And humans are designed to be social creatures. You need to be out interacting.
Absolutely. That's part of our nature. And that's one of the important aspects of the Hope Collection, is in helping people and helping them to help other people. We develop a social network that we can socialize with people every single day if we want to, every single day if they want to, and so that's a good aspect of the Hope Collection. And that's how we build friendships with people.
Correct. The only problem with, you know, is when you talk about social network, most people assume it's an only online network. And people are relying too much on just virtually talking to somebody. And you don't know who you're talking to. You don't know if they're real or fake.
Yep.
And you need that actual physical contact, one-on-one or group.
Absolutely.
Support.
Yes, absolutely. Very essential part of the socializing is the physical contact. I found that since I married my wife, who was from Colombia, South America, that the Spanish people, they thrive on socializing. They thrive on being together every so often, and they take advantage of every occasion they can to socialize and to sit down and talk together and to break bread together and have meals together and to dance together and sing together and all of it. You know, it's just go to church together and everything. So it's a very, very large social network. And it's tremendously different. It's like I've been raised as a child coming up and through the church in the English, in the English language, and being associating with people that are born and raised in America, in the United States. And when I became acquainted with the Spanish people, it's a whole different culture and a whole different society. And
yeah.
The social aspect of it is I love it. I mean, it's great. And because they all display love for each other, and they all display the willingness to help each other and to work together and to play together and to they do so many things together. And that's really a very important part of the family unit, because it is like a big family. And it may not necessarily be direct descendants in a family, but it doesn't matter. They all consider each other as family, and that's a great way to look at it, because we are all part of God's family, and so it's very important.
Amen.
I think, you know,
Bob, I just got off the phone with a guy who owns the company. He's just getting started with septic, what are they called, outhouses. And I have another friend who does septic cleaning, and they're just paying so much to dump this sewage. But the thing about the sewage is, around me, there's thousands and thousands of acres that people have to buy fertilizer to fertilize. There's so many ways that we can help people, like, that they just don't understand how to do, like, the applications on stuff. Because you can do something called land application where you can, or where you can put this, like, put it back into the earth and it filters it that way. Or we can actually process it and make it into higher grade fertilizer and sell it. And there's like a million opportunities around us all the time, just like that, which is like so funny.
Yeah, I agree completely. That's a good aspect.
You know, the one thing I've learned with, you know, all my travels and all my studies and, you know, being about, is the American culture is really the most isolated culture. You know, we don't like to interact outside of our little circles.
Yep.
Except for in Deep South. Deep South, they welcome everybody. You know, you stop and knock on a door because, you know, your car broke down, you end up eating dinner there.
That's how it is where I'm at.
About 5 years ago, that was a big eye-opener and a big realization for me. And I've been around longer than probably all of you. But I realized by joining the Spanish ministry in my church, a whole different atmosphere and a whole different culture and a whole different way of interacting with each other. I liked it and I love it, and I'm happy that I did it. So I didn't know why I wanted to join the Spanish ministry other than to maybe help some people that came over here as immigrants that may need some help. So that was one of the reasons why I joined it. But I did not expect what God gave to me, and that was the love and the associations and the friendships with all the people, and it really was a big eye opener for me.
Don't tell any of my American worker guys, but my Spanish guys are the best. Hardest workers, they complain the least, and they care the most. And they're just good, wholesome, Christian, good guys.
Yep.
We're trying to figure out how, next year, or maybe this year, we're going to be able to bring, if we have the right enough business, then we can bring over, we have a lawyer that he said all we got to do is fill out a couple pieces of paper, and then we can bring as many people as we want over here. We just have to pay the expenses to get them here. But we could send a bus down to the border. If they could get to the border, then bada bing, we have. So I'm working on a way that we can have, you know, a landscaping company, a septic cleaning company, or whatever else that we can think of, bring these people over and bring them, give them opportunities.
Yep.
Or anything, go where they're at, or whatever we can do, you know. Bring people together. And I think that's what Christ wanted when he said, when we talk about the atonement, if you break that apart, it says at one ment, or like at one moment, or like togetherness. And I think that's what this life is all about, is bringing people together.
Can I ask a question? Hello?
What was it? What was that, Ronnie?
I wanted to know who was speaking. I didn't recognize the voice.
Ronnie, it's Jordan, Rod. It's Jordan on the line.
Jordan, good afternoon.
Hey, sorry it's been so long. I've been working on a software project. Sorry I haven't been on the radio show.
Well, I'm not on every day myself, Jordan, because I'm still running. I own a travel agency, and I'm doing a number of other projects. Including building a new evolved program, health center in Buffalo, and an extended program to my church runs a huge food bank, and we serve about 200 or 300 families twice a week. And we're the building, we're going to expand that. In fact, I just left church a few minutes ago before getting on this call, and next week we're meeting with the ministerial staff and the operators of our food bank, because we're going to propose, the Hope Collection has a relationship with an organization called Jobonomics, and that's where we have a company and a program and a leader named Chuck Volk, where we actually are able to set up and develop and economically depressed zones. Complete, I'll say it this way, complete community. The whole nine yards.
The biggest problem with our food bank here in my valley is there's too much food, and a lot of it just gets thrown away because there's no one to eat it.
Where are you at, by the way? I forgot.
Northern Utah. It's called Cache Valley, C-A-C-H-E. It's right on the border of Idaho and Utah.
Well, you guys you got a pretty good immigration issue going on right there. People are just pouring in off the border.
I connected Jordan to the Hope Collection, Rod.
Well, that's wonderful,
yeah,
Derek. You do it.
Yeah, way to go, Derek.
Well, guys, as I normally, when I hop on, I generally am doing it in the cracks between either another program I'm already on or going to have to go to. So I hope you all have a wonderful day. And, Bob, when you get feeling better, please give me a holler because I got a couple things we need to talk about. So get better first, okay?
Yeah, I will call you. I'm going to be pretty busy today and tomorrow, but I maybe over the weekend you and I can talk, Ronnie.
How is that?
Okay.
You tell us all we said hi and look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, bye. Well, thank you. Thank you. God bless you and Linda.
You know, the only one that shows up to every radio show is me because I got to deal with all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Well,
and the day I don't show up is the day we have issues. Like Tuesday, I didn't call. I was grocery shopping. Like, oh, Rick and Ron have this. We'll figure it, you know. And we ended up with issues on the backside of it, so I had to run home and troubleshoot everything to get the radio show up and running. So, yeah.
Well, we need to get more people on the show, so then all the responsibility is not on you, Mary.
I don't mind.
Well, that's great, then. I have a lot of people who would love to come and just talk, and I'm trying to get some people converted over, and so we're working on it. There's a lot of work to do, though.
Well, I need to connect you up to Ron so he can show you how to get some hope cards.
Yeah, I would love to.
We're putting a lot of that on hold till the new website's up and running, so that everything's updated with the hope cards.
What's the status on that?
We're finishing up the last meeting Monday for the website to go over all the pillars and refinalize and redo the pillars.
Awesome.
And update the pillars, and then we're going to have a rough draft done by the following Monday, because we're switching over to doing a lot of AI videos as opposed to text.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we
Jordan,
go from there.
Jordan.
Awesome. Yeah.
Just Jordan, this is Bob Oakley. Listen, I could send you some hope cards if you'd like me to do that. Just text me your address, and I'll send you some maybe a couple of dozen hope cards that I have on hand. So that way you can have them if you want to hand them out to people. You know what I mean?
That would be great. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a way that I was talking to Derek, and I mean, me and Derek talk every single day, probably like, what, Derek, like 3, 4, 5 times every day.
Yeah,
and,
I have Jordan with his water is still.
Yeah, he did. Well, we still have a problem, Derek, so I guess you got to come out here and fix it with me.
I guess I'm going to have to, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. But this weekend I'm going out of town on vacation and kind of have like a family reunion. So, but next week on Monday, I should have hopefully get my water situation figured out. If I have water, then I have electricity, then we are back up and running. It's awesome.
Okay. Why don't, maybe I'll give you a call, Jordan, over the weekend, if it's all right.
Yeah, you can call me anytime.
Okay.
Anyone can call me anytime.
I'll call you over the weekend.
Hey, Bob. Okay. Hey, Bob. Can we do a three-way with him?
What was that?
Can we do a three-way with him?
Yeah. You can set it up if you want to, Derek.
Yeah.
That would be good. Either make it Saturday or Sunday.
Sunday night?
And for me, the evening is the best on those 2 days. But whatever you want to do, you set it up. Okay?
Sounds
good. Well,
8 o'clock Eastern.
Yep,
okay.
Anytime I'll try to answer. I have try to keep my phone on me. I've been kind of leaving it places because it just rings incessantly, but I will try to keep – I've been trying to get some more people to kind of bolster up my other businesses so that I don't have to spend so much time with them, and then I can do more stuff like this is what I really would like to be doing.
That sounds great. See, a lot of times I am not available because I do construction work with my sons. Two of my sons are contractors, and I'm a contractor also. But we work together, and when I'm working with them, I turn my phone off because I don't want to be interrupted. So
yes.
That's why I'm not telling you to call me just anytime. That's why the weekend is usually best for me, because we don't work a lot of times. We don't work the weekends. So that's why it's usually best for me.
Yeah.
So we are almost out of time for today.
Yep.
Okay.
Join us tomorrow at noon Eastern time, and we have the Golden Rule Society. President of the Hope Collection, Ron Clayton, and our very own founder of the Golden Rule Society, founder of the Kindness Campaign, founder and of a few other things, and five-time Nobel Peace Prize nominee, humanitarian award recipient, Presidential Volunteer Award, CNN's Volunteer of the Award recipient, Rear Admiral Len Kane.
Captain Len Kane is a super
he is not Captain Len. He is not Captain Len Kane. He is a Rear Admiral.
Yep.
Which is equivalent to a two-star general.
Yep.
So I have
to update
everything and change his rank because his rank was wrong.
Okay.
So, have a good day.
You have a good day, Mary. Thank you for all your help. I'll talk to you later on today. I'll give you a call, Mary.
Okay.
Okay. God bless everybody. God bless. And have a great day.